Where do we learn that he's megaleh her gufo? So tamaloymar ha'isha doesn't say this reish. It says isha. Could have said reish, I guess. M'kein matam. So if he asks megaleh her guf, so her reish is included. M'kein matam loymar paris reish is reish. So then why does it have to say? Why does it have to mention her reish at all? Melamed shakayin seiser saira. It teaches me that he also unbraids her hair. So it's the Gemara Ksuvos. We're going to take a close look at the Gemara Ksuvos. But the Gemara Ksuvos says, "Uparis Reish Isha Tanu Rebbe Shmuel as Harlof Reish Yisrael Shal Yetsu Bepruah Reish." Is that we learn that from here in Ashara, the Reish Yisrael to walk out with their hair uncovered. So. You should know, there's a Teretz Mima. Teretz Mima claims that the Gemara Bayas is Chayluk on the Drosh of Rabbi Shmuel and Ksuvos. Because Rabbi Shmuel and Ksuvos say in the same Zuparas Reshishu to mean that her hair is uncovered. He uncovers her hair. And over here it says that he unbraids her hair. So he says the Teretz Mima is Machalikas. That Rabbi Shmuel understands Zuparas is a Lashon of Gilui. He's Megala her hair. He uncovers her hair. Whereas the Gemara over here understood Uparas Reshishu means that Parei is lost and he breaks it down. He breaks it down and unbraids it. So from here was Nishtarish, from this Teretz Mima was Nishtarish, a misconception in the world that the Ikka Issa Midiraisa is not for a married woman to walk out with hair uncovered, but to walk out with her hair undone. But as long as it's done up and braided and not flowing down her shoulders, so it's not an Issa Midiraisa. So that's a mistake. First of all, even if the Teretz Mima was right, that it's a machlekes, but the Pesachim will bring the Gemara in Ksuvos. They bring the Gemara, the member of Rabbi Shmuel is brought down the halacha and the Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch, they bring the Gemara in Ksuvos. As far as Bnei Yisrael, Shal Yetzi will be pruereshed. And it's before the Gemara in Ksuvos that it means for her hair to be uncovered. We'll see, perhaps we're going to take a look at the Gemara in Ksuvos. But that's Beferish over there. It means for her hair to be uncovered. So even if Teretz Mima is right that it's a machlekes, avad la halacha the Gemara in Ksuvos stick. Number two, Teretz Mima is not right. There's no, it doesn't say it's mavur and agamor, not the way. The Gemara isn't dashing from shutish. The Gemara dashing from the extra word roish that he says sirasaira. Uparis roish is uparis roish by itself means to uncover, except that that's included. It could have just said upara isa. And after all, when Marvi's he's uncovers her goof also, he's megalas libo. So her goof includes her head. So from that, so roish is meyuter. So the fact that Reish is Miyut, they were marbed that he doesn't just uncover her hair, he also unbraids it. So it's an extra ribui. But that doesn't mean that Pshut Tishamikru, Paras Reish Isha, Avad includes that he uncovers it. And Rashi prepares that way. Rashi says, Upara Bechol Mokam Loshin Gilihu. Upara means to uncover. This can also Upara means to uncover. But Saisis Raya, so Rashi says, there's an extra gili. The simple gili is that he uncovers it. But since the word Rosh is extra, so therefore we say there's an extra gili. It doesn't just uncover it, but he's also Saisir. So I'm just mentioning that Lohitzi from this toys that was in the stars is uncle third to me. About third to me is not right. All the Rishonim say that Upar is a lotion of gili. And all the Rishonim right there. Nobody ever entertained that Upar is a lashon of unbraiding. And this Gemara also doesn't mean that it's a lashon of unbraiding. Yes, so let's not take a look at the Gemara in Ksuvos, because that's really, I want to talk through this sugya a little bit. You know, it's a little bit not our sugya, but since it's learned out from Saita, so a little bit it becomes our sugya. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says in Ksuvos, by Bayim Beis, the Eliyotu Shleva Ksuvah. The Mishnah lists various women, categories of women who lose the ksuvah. The husband's megarish and they lose the ksuvah. And it falls into two categories, averis al das meish and averis al das yehudis. Basically, there's two categories of women who lose the ksuvah. A woman loses a ksuvah not because she doesn't have air. Doing averis is not a reason to lose the ksuvah. A woman could eat on Yom Kippur, She could eat chazer. She doesn't lose a ksuva. A woman loses a ksuva only for a behavior that undermines the marriage. So there's two kinds of behavior that the Mishnah lays out that undermine the marriage. The first one is what's called averus al das maisha. Averus al das maisha means she's machshel the husband in Isurim. She feeds him, she makes supper for him, she feeds him tarfus for supper, she doesn't tell him that it's tarfus. She bakes challah, she bakes bread, she doesn't take challah, she doesn't tell him that she didn't take challah. She doesn't go to the mikveh and she tells him that she went to the mikveh. So these are all behaviors that make it impossible for him to live with her. So she loses the ksuba. That's all the averus al das maisha. And then there's another category, it's called the various of Das Yehudas, which means that she does things that flout the accepted standards of Tznius. And that also undermines the marriage, because if the woman undermines the accepted standards of Tznius in the community, then it undermines the trust of the marriage. If the woman is vamping all the men on the block, so it undermines the trust of the marriage. So that's called the various of Das Yehudas. That's the how important you said. It's nothing to do with the Issa. Yeah, Yosef.
With regard to whatever you said with the Asiyudis, that just her doing something that's inappropriate, basically, and that undermines the marriage. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Kaf Hei assumes that Maisa Stira is considered being over in the Asiyudis. I was learning that Gemara as negated this. Why is it that when, let's say, the Baal says that she doesn't want to be mashker, that then she gets her ksuba? Then she just, the few rabbis being masver, she undermined the marriage. She's from the Maisestira. So who cares that later she was mashka?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. The chord of Shadi is that over there, since she has a way to exonerate herself, since she has a way to exonerate herself, and the husband's been there, so it's so the husband has to give the ksuba.
Even though she understands her
style, she would drink the mayim. If she drinks the mayim, for sure she doesn't lose the ksuba. Because then she shows that she's above suspicion. It was that the Averus Hadas creates suspicion, so that undermines the marriage. The husband can't trust her; doesn't know if she's really being faithful. He sees she's behaving in a way that's priestistic. That in that community is called priestistic. Das Yehudas. We shouldn't say Das Yehudas means when hoget sniyos shenogu v'neis yisrael. So it's minhaget sneis. Minhaget sneis also, we'll see later, could vary from community to community. But if she violates minhaget sneis, so it undermines that the husband doesn't know if she's faithful. But if she can drink the mayim, then she can prove that she is faithful. So that's machzor l'shalom b'nishlishta. So she, from her point of view, is willing to drink the mayim. If the husband says, no, I'm not going to let you drink the mayim, so then it's his fault, then he has to give the ksuba. Whereas a regular verse, there's no etzit to drink the mayim. Is the mayim. I mean, a woman is, she doesn't cover her hair. She doesn't get to drink the mayim. So then, she's flouting the standards of tznius. So when she flouts the standards of tznius, it creates distrust in the marriage. A lot of mistakes in this. Somebody put out a book recently that they want to say a thesis that the idea of Das Yehudas, of a married woman covering her hair, is because it has to do with dignity. Since a married woman is more choshev, so she has to dress in a way that's dignified. And if she uncovers her hair, it's not dignified. That's why women have to cover her hair. That's why she's called the Averus al Das Yehudas. But it's a mistake. It's against the Gemara Daf Kaf Hei that you're pointing at. The Gemara Daf Kaf Hei compares it to Kinyan and Stira. But Kinyan and Stira is because she's not dignified. She has to drink the mayim to show it because she's not dignified. She has to drink the mayim because it creates a shot. So Averus al Das Yehudas it creates the reason why she loses a ksuba. She's not dignified. The reason why she loses the ksuva. I mean, this book takes it to a very far extreme, that maybe even if she covers her hair, but she covers her hair with a shmata that's not dignified, so maybe it's also called Averus al Das Yehudas. It's all not true. I mean, it's nonsense. Averus al Das Yehudas, because it sows distrust in the marriage. She behaves in a way that the husband can't trust that she's being faithful. So it undermines the marriage. That's another question. She loses the ksuva because she makes the marriage untenable. Because husband can't live with her because she's being mashal in Isur, or in Isur. She's being mashal in the Misurim. Or because she undermines the trust that the husband has to have that the husband has to have in his wife by flouting the standards of tznius. Yeah, well, Doram Shutum, all of these things I'm mentioning just like some of them, I have more substantive things to say than to be might see from people's listen. But since these things are out there, so it's important to know. I think this book is Kavanasi Ritzuya. He wants to make sneeze more palatable to people, but this is not a tenable thesis at all. Anyway, Sakta Gemara. Fact Gemara. Reisha Perua Deraisi. Tuxilu Paris Reisha, the Tony Rebbe Shmuel, that's Rolab Nestor, so Yetzi Perua Reish. The Loshin of Dasi Yudis is Mashmah, that it's only Minhagi Yetzneus. It's only Minhagi Sneus. The Loshin of Dasi Yudis, the Loshin of Dasi Yudis Mashmah, only Minhagi Sneus. Uncovering a hair, it's not only Minhagi Sneus, it's a Din Deraisi Sneus. She's not violating just community standards of modesty. She's violating the deraisa modesty. So my answer is the deraisa kalsa shapir dami. On a deraisa level, it's enough for her to wear a kalsa. We'll see in a second what a kalsa is. Das Yehudis, I feel a kalsa nami also. Das Yehudis is that a kalsa is not enough. So the Gemara is making a distinction here between the deraisa on the one hand and the das Yehudis on the other. The deraisa is satisfied by a kalsa. Whatever kalsa is, Rashi says it's a basket. We'll see in a second. The deraisa would be satisfied by a basket. But das yehudis, which is minhagi tznius need more than just a basket. Agavruchot, not so much our topic, but agavruchot is machlekes ha-peskim. When the Gemara says deraisa, it means literally deraisa, or it's an asmach. So I'm showing to say the Meiri, the Riaz, they say it says beferish that it's a din deraisa mamish. The Trumas Hadeshim wants me to die in the Rambam that it's not only a lashon Rambam is leyetsu b'nei shishol. Doesn't say that it's like a lab or anything, or an asar. It's leyetsu. So the Trumas Hadeshim wants me to die in the Rambam that it's only an asmach. It's only din derabanan. But even if it's only din derabanan, it's not das yehudis. Das yehudis means it's a minog. But with Yenenu, it doesn't make a difference whether deraisa means deraisa mamish. Whether a deraisa means a derabbana that's based on a pasuk, l'nyanenu we're going to call it deraisa. It's not so important to us whether it's mamish din deraisa or whether it's a din derabbana that's based on a pasuk. The Gemara calls it a deraisa, and that's in contradistinction to das yehudis. Das yehudis is not a deraisa and it's not a derabbana. Das yehudis is minahogid sneir shenogu b'nois yisrael. So the din deraisa, the meikir hadin, is that's enough for her to wear a kolsa. The das yehudis, which is minahogid sneir, says no, that a kolsa is not enough. And even if she wears a kolsa, but she doesn't go beyond that and conform to the minhag tznius, so then she's still called an averis al dasi, who she loses the ksum. So what's a kolsa and what exactly is this kolsa and why is and how does it fall short? So Rashi says that a kolsa is a basket. Shitum Gretz brings Rashi in a Madura Kama, it's a little bit more mufurish, that it's a basket and therefore the basket has holes. Since the basket has holes, you could see her hair through the basket. And the rice is still good enough. My sir hair is covered. No, it's not 100% covered. A little bit with in between the weave, you can see a little bit of hair. But mostly, for the most part, it's covered. It's good enough. The Das Yehudis is that it's not enough. The Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, they have a different nusach entirely. The Rambam writes that, echoed by the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, that kolsa means a mitpachas. Mitpachas means a tichel. Tichel that covers your hair. And that's satisfies the deraisa because her hair is covered. Das Yehudis is the redid hachoyfez reiv gufa. It's a shawl that covers most of her body. The minig hatsniya shenogu b'nois Yisrael was to wear a shawl that would cover most of their body. That's about it much more than deraisa. Deraisa is for the deraisa. It's enough to wear a tichel. Her hair is covered. The Das Yehudis is not wearing a shawl. Obviously, our women don't wear shawls. We'll come back to that. How did that happen? But Akoponim, that's how the Rambam, the Torah, that's how they understand. So, up to Gemara. And maybe we already point out. Lemaisa, our women don't wear shawls. Maybe there's some groups in Yerushalayim that they wear shawls, but the regular people, regular frum women, they don't wear shawls. Where did this go? Where did this come from? What happened? Is it, if it's a din das yehudis, the Mishnah says das yehudis, she loses a ksuba. So what happened to the sinin of wearing a redid? So the Bach in Ebenezer in Simon Chafalef, the Bach says that das yehudis, since by definition it's minhogi esnish and ogob nois yisrael, it depends on the minhag hamakom. And in a Malkum where they have the minute to wherever it did, and that's the minute Sneer Shanogu B'Nesis Yerol, and she loses a Ksuvah. But in places where they don't have that minog, then there's no such minog. There was Das Yehuda, since by definition it's minog. So minog means minog amokum. And if we don't have that minog amokum, so then we don't have it. And he's medaiket from the Rambam himself. Because on the one hand, the Rambam, Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, and Perek Chof Aleph. No, not Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. On the one hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Yishus, when he talks about Ksuba and Averis El Das Yehuda, the Rambam says, Ka'omah, that a woman who walks out with him at Pachas below did, she loses her ksuba because of Das Yehuda, Sminagas Nius. On the other hand, the Rambam himself, when he talks about the Chiyuv of Ksus, that the husband has to pay for his wife's clothing. So the Rambam says, what kind of clothing does the husband have to pay for? He doesn't have to pay for it if the wife wants to wear pearls. It doesn't say anywhere the husband's included to buy her pearls. But what exactly falls under the heading of Ksus? So Ram says that he has to, so Ram lays out the basic items of clothing that a husband's required to buy for his wife. And the Ram adds that in a place where women don't walk out without her, it did, then he has to buy her or it did. In those places where women don't walk out of the house without wearing her, it did, he's mechuyev to buy her or it did. So the Bach is medak, what's going on? The Ram himself said, we did, that's Das Yehudas. So how could there be places where they don't walk, how could there be some places where they don't wear it? Says the Bach, you see clearly that the Das Yehudas varies from place to place. So in there were places where in the time of the Mishnah, and the place where the Mishnah is describing, they were a did. When the Gemara, they were a did. But there could be other Das Yehudas. There could be in other places. They may not have the Das Yehudas. So Das Yehudas is subject to local variation. So the Bach is dying from the round. Okay. Yeah, Yosef.
With regard to the Bach's dia, the Ram in Halacha B is in Perikud Gimel. He says that the chiyuv in terms of what the baal has to buy is v'pachos shalaveshes kol isha baalas bayis ba'osa medina. So can't there be a distinction in terms of what he has to what his chiyuv is to buy in terms of just it's tally on whatever people typically whatever women wear, and it's not coming from what's much
said, at the end of the day, the Rambam says in Farish, there are places where women walk out without a redid, and then he does not have to buy her a redid. If she's not allowed to buy without a redid, why wouldn't he have to buy it? If she's not allowed to leave the house without a redid, so who cares what everybody does? But she's not allowed to leave the house without a redid. A body has to provide her with a redid. What's she going to do? Stay at home all day? Yeah. By the way, it's Negei L'Chum also. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Shuvah that even that if a community has minhagei tznius that are more than what it says in the Gemara, then it's also binding. As far as it's also binding, because minhagei tznius are totally minhag amokim, and minhag amokim could be less than what the Gemara describes. You could have a minhag amokim where they're not makbid on every did, but you could have a minhag amokim where they may be makbid on something the Gemara is not makbid on. We'll see later about a chotzer. So it cuts both ways. Then the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. If she wears a kolsa, she doesn't violate the issur of purush. It's okay. If she wears a kolsa, then she's good. She's good to go. She's good to go. A bachar mesamet means at both levels. She's good to go both on the level of das of their eyes, and she's good to go on the level of das yudas. So Gemara says, "Havi berab zayir esur zayir es." What's going on? What are you talking about? Ilema b'shuk das yudasi. If you're talking about in the marketplace. So how can you tell me that it's good? She's a very still Das Yehudas. But Ela b'chotzer, Ela mai, he means in a chotzer, in Kehle, in Ach, the Bas, the Avram Avinu, Sheshev, Estachas, Baila, all the women are going to have a get. See in a second what the Gemara means, what this kasha means. Om Rabbi, B'tem Rav Hunu, Mechotzer, L'chotzer, Derech Mobi. It means somewhere in between. It's not a shuk, but it's not a chotzer. It's a Mobi. A Mobi is an alleyway. It's not a private courtyard. So, the Gemara needs a hezer. If you're trying to grapple with this Gemara, what's trapped in the Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan said a kula. He said, kolsa ein bo mishum purush. If a woman wears a kolsa, it's good enough she's not violating any surim of prius rush. So Rabbi Yochanan saying a kula. I don't know where does this kula happen? Where does this kula apply? Does it apply b'shuk of Zeres? Does it apply b'shuk? B'shuk is not true. It's not enough to wear a kolsa. She has to wear a din. Elamai, he's saying this kula in a chaser. What's the kasha? If you're going to say the kula, so how can how so what's the kasha? If Rabbi Yochanan would have said a chumra, so you say your chumra is going to make all the women have to get divorced. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying a lashon of kula. So what's the gemara's kasha? Yimachta leyinachta basta Avraham Avinu yishev estachas bail. Just pashup shat, not a kasha. Just pashup shat in gemara. The machlekes yishayin mehad to read pshat in gemara. The Ritva says pshat in gemara. Stimus Rashi and Tosfos also mashma this way, but the Ritva is more mafurish. The Ritva says pshat in gemara. That even though Rabbi Yochanan said a lashon of kula, kolsa shapir, kolsa eimba mishum pu arayish, that a kolsa is enough, but it's also mashma in Rabbi Yochanan that a kolsa is necessary. You don't need more than a kolsa, but a kolsa you need. So Rabbi Zeira's kasha was in a chotzer. You need a kolsa in a chotzer. Women all the time, they walk out into a chotzer. They don't cover the hair. They don't even cover it with the mitachas. They don't even cover it with the kolsa. So manashach, if you're talking in a shuk, so kolsa is not enough. And if you're talking in a chotzer, then a kolsa is too much. So where are you talking about? The Gemara says we're talking about in a mobi. A mobi is in between. In a movie, a kolsa is, you need a kolsa, but you don't have to have more than a kolsa. So the feeder ritva, and again, Rashi is not so mafurish, but Pashas, that's a Rashi and Tosfos linked as well. Listen, Rashi is, in kein debechotze yeshba mishum priya. You're telling me that by a chotze there is a din of priya's rush. Yeah, the Rashi's come out mafurish really like the ritva. So it comes out, the feeder ritva, that this tooth is three dinim. In a chotzer, she doesn't have to cover her hair, even with the kolsa, even with the mitpachas. I mean, she doesn't have to cover her hair at all. In a movli, she has to cover her hair with the kolsa, with the kolsa. But in a shulka, kolsa is not enough. She has to have there you have already the full dasi hudus, and there she has to wear a did. That's according to the ritva and Pashas Rashi and Tosis as well. Yeah, Tosfos also that way. I feel that Tosfos is beferish. Ela b'chotzer, beferish. I feel the blood kolsa nami emam mishum pruis. Rashi leking leinach the basta avam avin. So Rashi Tosfos the Ritva, that's how they learn. On the other hand, the Rif leaves out this whole piece about in kein leinach the basta avam avin yeshev estachas bail. So the Rosh and Radaik and the Rif, what do you mean? It's a big Chiddush Din. It says in this Gemara, Chiddush Din, that in a Chotzer, she doesn't have to cover her head at all. She doesn't even need a Kolsa. Why did the Rif leave it out? It's an important piece in the Gemara. So the Rosh explained that the Rif holds, Meir is also Mefurish this way, that the Rif holds, the Rif learns the Gemara differently. A Vada, she has to wear a Kolsa and a Chotzer too. What the Gemara is asking is, in a chotzer, it's pshita, my kamashwa. Of course, in a chotzer, a kolsa is enough. Rav Yechon, what are you telling me? That in a chotzer, it's enough to wear a kolsa? Of course, it's enough to wear a kolsa in a chotzer. If a kolsa in a chotzer wasn't enough and you had to wear a redid, nobody wears a redid in a chotzer. A vav is a double pasha, then a kolsa is enough. So what are you being mechadish? So the Gemara answers, Rav Yechon is mechadish, that then not only in a chotzer, even in a movi, it's enough to wear a kolsa. The feeder if comes out, there's only two dinim. In a chotzer and a mobi, it's enough to wear a kolsa, to wear a tichel, and in a shuki she has to wear a redid. Because we have a major machlekes rishonim how to read this gemara, and it's a very major machlekes rishonim lahalacha. According to Rashi, Tosfos, the Ritva comes out that in a chotzer she does not have to cover her hair at all. In a movi, she has to wear a kolsa, and a shuk, she has to wear a redid. That's Yudas. Whereas according to the Rif and the Rambam, both in a chotzer and in a movi, she has to wear a kolsa. And a shuk, she has to wear a redid. But even in a chotzer, she has to wear a kolsa, she can't uncover her hair completely. Yeah, the mice of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they say like the Rif and the Rambam, that even a chotzer she has to wear a kolsa. This is Shiloh. What about an abayas? What about an abayas? Does she have to cover here in abayas? So that's a machlekes Chasam Sofer and Rav Moshe. Chasam Sofer says that according to the Rif and the Rambam that she has to cover here, even in a chotzer, so even at home she has to cover here, even in front of her bnei bais. And I'm not saying, I'm not talking to nobody's around. Nobody's around, and that's like, that's a midas chasidus, like kimchis, that they're okay, it's based on Cyrus Roshia, but that's about not make your din. But if her bnei bais are around, Chasam Sofer holds that she has to cover here. According to the Rif and the Rambam, she has to cover here. And Amosha's chaylah. Amosha says, no, the machlek is only by a chotzer. By a chotzer, you have machlek is yishayim. The yishayim are machim by a chotzer. But the vesecha bias, she does not need to, the kuliyam, she doesn't have to cover here. Make your edin. She doesn't have to cover home when she's when in front of her bnei bias. Amosha brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchas Saito, the Rambam says that the Saita, we saw the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Saita, she stands in the Shai Niknar, and she was Shchayim, and she stands there, B'lay mit pachas, u'b'lay redid, just with kippa al reisha, ki isha b'seich ha-besa. It's my first in Rambam that a woman b'seich ha-besa normally does not wear not a mit pachas and not a redid. We know from the Rambam itself, mit pachas is Mitpacha, those are the two levels. This mitpacha, Rambam's mechadish a new thing, kippa. So where is the yarmulke? Where did that come from? It's not so clear where that came from altogether. But akapani in the levels of the Raisa and das Yehudas, we have mitpachas and redid. Right, the Rambam when he talks about the chiyuvim of das Yehudas and the chiyuvim of the Raisa prius Reish, the Rambam says that the Raisa is to walk out. The Raisa is satisfied with the mitpachas, and the das Yehudas is a redid. And in a chotzer and a mobi, she has to wear a mitpachas, but she doesn't wear it. She did not need to wear a redid. And here in Hilchas Saita, the Rambam says that the Saita stands with b'loy mitpachas u'b'loy redid, so the kippa al roisha ki ishu b'seich beis. Says Ramesha, so it's says Ramesha, chayitz mafurish the Rambam, that a woman of a seich beis does not need to wear a mitpachas or a redid. What's the kippa? Kippa misama doesn't cover all of her hair, because if it covered all of her hair, then it would be a mitpachas. Like ma'ben zelim mitpachas. So there must have been some minute that they wore the Rambam had that the Rambam assumed that even an Isha B'Seich Beis wears something on her head, a yarmulke, something, kippah. But it's not Machaser Rosh, Mitpachas is Mitpachas. If it was Machaser Kol Sayra, it would be Mitpachas. So the Moshe brings from that Rambam arrived to him that the whole Machaikus, that even according to those who shayim, that you have to have the Rambam, the Rif, that a woman in a chotzer has to wear needs to wear a mitpachas, but besot beisah she doesn't need to wear a mitpachas. Then this is an open question. Lefir Moshe, I don't know if Moshe talks about it. Lefir Moshe, that a woman besot beisah does not wear a mitpachas, does not need to wear a mitpachas. What if there were guests? What if there were other people there besides her bnei bais? By the minhag Yisrael, at least even those women who don't cover their hair at home, if somebody comes knocking at the door, they cover their hair. But me'ikar adin, we didn't have a mark. Chayz and Malkin to say, after Hagob Asimcha, Lefi Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva, that in a chotzer, she does not need to cover her hair at all. So what's going on? In a chotzer, there's other people in the chotzer. A chotzer is shared by several bakim. So how could it be that in a chotzer she doesn't have to cover her hair? There's other people around. That's not a problem. Since it's not a public place, not a shuk, it's not even a movi, it's a chotzer. Chotzer is a relatively private place. People doing yonit tznius in a chotzer. So even though there are several families sharing the chotzer, but nonetheless, it's private. It's a private space. And in a private space, you're not mechuyav to cover her hair. So even if so that's the Rif and the Rambam that hold the way. The Rif and the Rambam hold, that's how they read the Gemara, that a chotzer is like a movil. A chotzer is not a private space. But it's still being welcome to say, then in a bias, which is a private space, so maybe just like what Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva hold in a chotzer, that even though there's other people there, but since it's fundamentally a private space, not mechuyav to cover here. So the Rif and the Rambam who don't agree to that by a chotzer, but by a bias, where according to Ramesha, a bias is not like a chotzer. So you're welcome, Laima, then in a bias, they would agree that even if there are other people there, she doesn't have to cover her hair. And there are those who say that way. I think Ravina Soloveitchik used to say that way. But it's not muchuch. Ravina's not muchuch. You could say, behogu for pleading. Rashi tasting the Ritva hold that in a chotzer, since it's a private space, she doesn't have to cover her hair, even though there are other people there. And the Rif and the Rambam were chaluk. That's why they're chaluk, because they say even though chutz is private, but there's still other people there. It's not only your bnei bayis, so maybe fenced off from the world, but there's other bnei chutz. So Mela, she has to cover her hair at a home where there's nobody but her bnei bayis. She doesn't have to cover her hair, but if there are other people there, then it becomes like a chutz. Okay, akapana. Let's go further. So, Lomadnu, Jonathan, you have your hand up for a while.
Yeah, go on way back what we were saying before, the Duke of the Bach. It's a similar question to like what Yosef asked, but if the lesson of the Rambam is that's the minog, that the minog in the entire Medina is that women would wear or did or whatever, isn't there room to say, instead of the saying the Duke of the Bach, you could say there's a chilik between Jews and non-Jews. I mean, the Rambam says that the minhag of the entire Mokum is that a woman will wear, even non-Jews, a woman will wear a redid. So a husband has to buy his wife a redid. But Das Yehud, this is is an extra level.
But at the end of the day, if Das Yehud just requires a redid, so how could it be that, which means she can't walk out without a redid, otherwise she loses her. So how is it possible to say that a husband does not need to buy his wife a redid?
The lashon of the Rambam, I don't have it in front of me. I know Yosef quoted the exact lashon. He says that it's what kol ha'nashim wear in the entire Medina. It doesn't sound like he's just referring to.
No, about it means Jews. About it means Jews. Kol ha'nashim doesn't mean the guy. About it means the Jews. And it's not sure if otherwise. Otherwise, it would come out in an absurdity that a woman can't walk out without a redid, but doesn't have to give her one. Doesn't have to give her one. The Rambam is prepared. The woman's not a shvuyis cherev. She's allowed to leave the house. So now, so what do we have so far? So we have that we have various gradations. We have, first of all, a chiluk in the type of head coverings. We have the deraisi, which is a mitpachas, and then we have the das yehudis, the minigas nias of das yehudis, which is a redid. And we saw in the Rambam, Bachus Medayik and the Rambam, that's totally in since das yehudis means minhogi snias nogum neisestra, so it's totally in the mekaymis. That's why no Jewish community requires that women to wear a redid nowadays, because that das yehudis, that minig snias no longer practiced. We also saw that there's different dargas in different kinds of spaces. We have a shuk, which is the most chomer, and that's where the redid concept applies. And then you have a mavui, which is less chomer, doesn't need to have a redid, even in Das Yehudis. And then we have a chatzar, which is the least chomer of all. Okay, so shayim, if she has to cover her hair in a chatzar at all. There's a shayla, this, the din of a mavui, that in a mavui she has to cover her hair. Doesn't need a redid, but she has to cover here, she has to wear a mitbachas in a mavui. According to the Rambam in a chotzer also. Is that a din deraisa, or is that also only das yehudis? In the Gemara, it's hamafurish. Hamafurish. Maybe it's a din deraisa. In the Rambam, it's kimat mafurish that that's also only a das yehudis. Because the Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph of Yisuri Biha, when the Rambam brings the Din De'eraisa, the Rambam says it's the Rambam writes in Perek Chaf Aleph of Yisuri Biha that it's that. It's Lashon Rambam. Yeah, Perk Yechaval Palachi Zayin. Lo Yahalchu B'nois Yisrael Puri Roish B'shuk. Achas Pliv Achas Eses Ish. So Ram says that this is Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Lo Yahalchu B'nois Yisrael. It's my Rabbi Shmuel's lashon. As Harlev B'nois Yisrael. She Yahalchu Puri Roish B'shuk. Now there's a double link here. First of all, the Ram says Puri Roish that the Isser is only Puri Roish. If she's not Peru Roish, if she's wearing a tichel, it's good enough. How could the Rabbi say that? What happened to the Redik? We're talking in the Shuk. Rabbi Spafer is talking in the Shuk. So in a Shuk, it's not enough to go not Peru Roish, not enough to go with the tichel. She has to wear a Redik. That's Yehudis. Where did that disappear to? Number one. Number two, the Rabbi says, Peru Roish, it's only Beshuk. Who are Roish with their hair totally uncovered? That's not only B'shuk, that's even in a Mobi, even a Chatzir according to the Rama. So how come the Rama leaves out both of those things? The Rama says the Isser is to go Pru'a Roish B'shuk. That's a double limitation. Pru'a Roish Mamish, not even with a Tichel, and B'shuk. Not a Chatzir in a Mobi. How can that be? The Rama himself, Milchus Yishus, when he talks about the Dinei Ksuva and of various Adasibulus, the Rama says, then in a shuk, it's not enough to wear a mitpachas. She needs to wear a did. That's Yehudis. And number two, to go totally uncovered, not even with the mitpachas, that's not only also b'shuk, it's even also b'chotzer b'movid. So what's the answer? So that is the pasuk. The answer is the Rama in Hilchos Ishus when he's talking about dinik suba. So there he includes even the minhages nishan ogav b'nei Yisrael, the dinim of das Yehudis, because even for das Yehudis she loses a ksuba. Because she's violating the minhag yatznias and ogav b'nei Yisrael, and if a woman violates minhag yatznias and ogav b'nei Yisrael, then that mochem she loses the ksuba. Come because she undermines the trust in the marriage. The Rambam here in the Isui Bia is not talking about minhag yatznias and ogav b'nei Yisrael. He's talking about what's also minadin. Minadin is only pur rush. Redid has nothing to do with minadin. Minadin is the minhagam mochem. Not even all the mekaymes. And if that's the case, then we also see further that what's also minadin is b'shuk. A movie is not minadin. A movie is also only das Yehudis. And from here, Takalish, the Pesachim took out the pshitus that the din of a movie is only das Yehudis. Midaraisu, this is only b'shuk. And that's the Lashon Rami. Le'yahalku b'nei Yisrael p'reish b'shuk. It's not the Lashon Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel just said, le'yetsu asol b'nei Yisrael sh'le'yetsu. But the Rami understood le'yetsu means le'yetsu l'shuk. So the issue that arises that we learn from sight is b'shuk. But as long as it's not b'shuk, then it's not. There's no issur. There is no issur in adin. You have das Yehudis. Das Yehudis includes the redin when she's in the shuk, and das Yehudis also includes that not to go in the shuk, not to go in the chutz and a mavi with her hair uncovered. And you have the same deal in Tur and Shulchan Aruch that the Tur and Simon in Eben Ezra Simon Chof Aleph when he talks about when he brings this halacha le'yahalchu b'nei Yisrael, he says mamish l'loshen l'ramam pur reish b'shuk. Either Tur himself in Hilchus Tzuba. It talks about Das Yehudis that you have to have a redid, and you have to have, and it's even b'chotzer b'movi that she has to cover here with at least the matachas, even b'chotzer b'movi. The same answer. There we're talking Das Yehudis. Das Yehudis includes Das Yehudis goes beyond the din. Goes beyond the din deraisa. The din deraisa is only b'shuk. Yeah, yesh lodin. So if we saw already in the Rambam that the din the Das Yehudis is totally a minhag mokum, not in every mokum are they not even a redid. So what about the dinner? What about this other? What about this das yudis? What about the dinner of chotzer and mobi? In a mokum where they go out b'chotzer b'mobi without a mitpachas at all, maybe it becomes mutter. Not in a shuk, because a shuk is a mikir adin. But once we see in the Rambam that in a chotzer and a mobi is only das yudis, and we saw already by in regard to a redid that das yudis is totally minigam mokum. So yesh mokum go to loyma that maybe the dinner of chotzer and mobi is also totally minigam mokum. The Meister Mishnah Berurah is preferred shot away. That the Isser Chotzer Mobi is not Tolei. It's the Becholim Mokemis and no Mokem has a right to change it. But hard to know where that comes from. Harin Svara should be Tolei Takei Minigam Mokem. Again, in a Shuk, it's not going to be the Gehra. Because a Shuk is an Ikar Adin. That's not Tolei Minigam Mokem. But the same way Redid is Tolei Minigam Mokem, we don't wear Redid. So Yesh Mokem Leimer, that a Chotzer Mobi should also be Tolei Minigam Mokem. Yeah, Sage.
Yeah, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Chaf Talad, Halacha Yud Gimel, right after the halacha where he's talking about
Das Yehudis. The Rambam also explicitly talks about Im Yatza Virosha Puru Machata Chazar Tochamavoy Ovasar Machusa Mimid Pachas Inoveris Al Das. So there, it's a little bit ambiguous because he only says Das, but because the previous halacha is talking about Das, if you go two halachas earlier, then it's talking about
Das.
This is Ishas Chafdalad Yod Gimel. It's right after the main halacha where he talks about Das Yehudis.
Right, because before it was on the Das Yehudis.
It's still a little bit ambiguous that he only uses Das because two halachas before, meaning this section is about the contrast between Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. So, but I think you still have to go based on the, you know, directly previous halacha of what he's referring to.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in that Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bio, so of course there's another Nekuda here that's noteworthy, besides the Puroish Bashuk, but there's another thing in the Rambam that there's a lot of discussion about, and that's what. What's in this Rambam? That's maybe a chiddush.
Yeah.
The Rambam says that this din of achas of that the iser of Puri Reish B'Shulk applies to a pnuy as well. And the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rambam verbatim. The Yehalchum makes Yisrael Puri Reish B'Shulk achas pnuy v'achas eshishish. Or it's mashma that the Rambam holds that the din of Prius Reish, the issue of Prius Reish applies not only to Nisu, to Ateishas Ish, to married women, applies to Prius as well. And likewise, to Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Matik the Rambam Kipshuta, which is not impossible. I mean, in Rambam's coming, I mean, Rambam's really first. It's hard to see otherwise. The Goyin on this Rambam, the Goyin says, I mean, on the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, when they copy the Rambam. The Goyim is in Mitzrayim. He says, because the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel is B'nai Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say married women. Rabbi Shmuel said B'nai Yisrael. So the Rambam understood B'nai Yisrael is B'nai Yisrael. So what's the difference if they're married or they're not married? They're all included in B'nai Yisrael. And there were places in Yemen where they followed the Rambam Shittas pretty much consistently. The Pnuyas also did not walk covered the hair when they went outside. So Chayyur B'Pshuta, that seems to be Shittas Rama. The problem is that Chayyur comes out as Steer in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya Shema brings the Gemara says in Brachos, I think it's Chavdalit, that Sar B'Isha Erbo for Kriya Shema, they now say Kriya Shema in front of Sar B'Isha. So a lot of Yishayim write, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Rabbio, the Mordechai, that it only applies to the sayer of married women. But the hair of unmarried women, since the regular says that they don't cover it, so it's not an error for Kriyashma. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that la'aloch. So chayra, it's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, in Simon Chof Aleph, in Ebenezer, he copies the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, they copy the Matik, the Rambam, Lo Yehalchum Le'Yisrael, they seem told that Yisus even by Pnuyas. And on the other end, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they both bring the halacha of the the Rosh, the Rashba, the Rav Yoh, the Mordechai, that Pnuyos, the Regilus is that Pnuyos don't cover the hair, and therefore it's not an Erev Kriyas Shema. Because of this theory, the Beis Shmuel says that when the Shulchan Aruch said that the Achas Pnuyos of Achas Eshashish, that even Pnuyos have to cover the hair, he didn't mean Pnuyos who were never married. He meant Almanos and Gushas. And this is the source for the idea that Almanos and Gushas also still have to cover their hair, which is hard to understand, but that's what he says. To reconcile this theory, Lemaisa is very hard in the Lashon of the Rambam. Achas El Rambam said Beferish, Achas Pnuyos of Achas Eshashish. The Goyin, L'chayr, for sure understood the Rambam Kipshuta. The Goyin says the Mokus from Rabbi Shmuel, who said B'nais Yisrael, and B'nais Yisrael does not only mean married women. Well, B'nais Yisrael does not only mean married women, Almanos Gushas either. B'nais Yisrael is B'nais Yisrael. So the Goyin clearly understood the Rambam Kipshuta that he means Pnuyos also, Pnuyos Mamash. Or Shulchan Aruch as well. So, but then we have a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Parenthetically, the Emes says, I think even the Beis Shmuel, who said that when the Shulchan Aruch says Pnuyos, he means Almanos Gushas. I suspect that even the Beis Shmuel wouldn't say it in the Ramah, because the Rambam is the one who formulated this lashon. If the Rambam meant Almanos and Gushas, he would have said Almanos and Gushas. Avada the Rambam means Pnuyos Mamash. What maybe you could still say is that the Shulchan Aruch, when he copied the Rambam, and that Achas Pnuyos Achas Eshashish, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mean all Pnuyos. The Shulchan Aruch meant Pnuyos, but only Almanos and Gushas. Is that we do find in many places, that the Rambam will have a certain shita, and the Shulchan Aruch will copy the Lashon of the Rambam, even though it's evident from elsewhere that the Shulchan Aruch can't be mamish like the Rambam, and he's taking the Rambam only to a certain extent. Like he's using the Lashon of the Rambam because he won't bring the Rambam if it contradicts what he holds. But he'll use the Lashon of the Rambam even though lefid the shita of the Shulchan Aruch himself, that's not really the way to say it. There are all kinds of qualifications there that ought to have been incorporated. And we know the Shulchan Aruch holds from those qualifications. We'll see in case in Rochem next year a very good example. Akoponim, that I could be soibel, that the Rambam said Achas Pnuyos Achas Eshashish, because the Rambam holds even Pnuyos. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't think Pnuyos Mamish, because you have all the Rishonim and Brachas who say that Pnuyos don't cover their hair. So why the Shulchan Aruch copy the Lashon of the Rambam? Because he meant Almanos and Gushas. So the Shulchan Aruch used the Lashon is not so exactly accurate, because the derech of the Shulchan Aruch is to use the Lashon Rambam. But in the Rambam himself, you can't say it. The Rambam himself, had the Rambam meant Almanos and Gushas, the Rambam would have said Almanos and Gushas. But even Shulchan Aruch, of course, is a derech. And it's a Bishmul. So, all right, it's a Bishmul and La'alokh L'maisel. It's a Bishmul. But a lot of the passages of Shulchan Aruch is that he means Pnuyos Mamish. And the Goyin certainly understood it that way, because the Goyin on the Shulchan Aruch, he says that the mocker for the din of Achas Pnuyos Achas Eshashish is from the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, who said Bnei Yisrael. So what do we do with the stira? If that's the case, what do we do with the stira between the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kriyas Shma? I think there's a derech hamelech that it's not a stira at all. Even though this stira generated a lot of discussion, there's a lot of discussion around the stira. Some of it good, some of it nonsense, but I think there's a pashut dance. First of all, let's understand what the Rishonim are saying. The Rosh, the Rashba, the Rav Yoh, the Mordechai, all these Rishonim brachos are saying that even though the Gemara says Seir B'Isheva, but Tzara Pnuya is that they're ruggled to uncover, that's ruggled to be Megula, so that's not an Erev for Kriyas Shema. So I've seen people write, this goes under the heading of the nonsense stuff, I've seen people write, that you see from these Rishonim that what people do determines the halachas of tznius, that it determines you see that really by rights they should have to pnuyos should be covering the hair, but because they don't, so that becomes legitimate. That's wrong, Shah. Let's take a look at it in context. The Gemara of Bracha says, Tefach b'Yisher and Seir b'Yisher, that a Tefach of flesh is an Erev for Krishna. And then also says, Seir b'Yisher l'umar zarek from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Seorach k'eder ha'izim, that you hear is like wool, which is apparently supposed to be a compliment. So we learn from there that Seir b'Yisher also Tefach b'Yisher and Seir b'Yisher. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that any tefach at all is an Erev for Krishna. Doesn't matter where. Doesn't have to be Mekayim Sam Chusim. Even the tefach on her nose, which is certainly, there's no din that she has to cover her nose. It's nothing to do with whether or not she has to cover it. Be'etzem, a tefach of Basar is an Erev for Krishna. Meaning, you want to say Krishna, doesn't mean she has to cover it. But if you're saying Krishma, you should be looking the other way. And then it says, "I state the Rambam." The Rambam writes, "Kol gufa isha erva l'gabi Krishma." And the Rambam doesn't say anything very useful. The Rambam apparently doesn't think it makes a difference. Kol gufa isha erva l'gabi Krishma. That does not mean that the Rambam thought that women have to walk around in burqas, that they have to walk around with their faces covered. But she might have known women that said, "I'm not true." It means, but it's she doesn't have to cover her face. But for Krishma, you can't be looking at a woman. When you say Krishma or brachas, so then that's what we have mechitza. So in Rambam, it stops there. Kol gufa isha erva l'gabi Krishma. And Seir also, Seir is included also with the from Sarach Kedarism, that not only gufa isha, but Seir isha also is like gufa isha means that. Other Rishonim, I think they agree with the Rambam that that's the point of departure. The point of departure is that Kol Gufa Isha Erva L'Gabi Krishma. It doesn't matter, and it has nothing to do, per se, a priori, with whether it's Mutter or Asa. It's not an Erva L'Gabi Krishma because it's Pritzus. It's not Pritzus. Her nose is not Pritzus. But for Krishma, Kol Gufa Isha is Erva L'Gabi Krishma. However, these Rishonim hold the Rambam. Rabbi Yoan and Rosh and so on, these Rishonim come along and they're mechadish that if it's a regilus to uncover it, then it's not an erev for Krishma because he's ruggle, it doesn't affect him. And the Rishonim don't start talking about sarapnius, they talk about panel v'yodeh. And the Rishonim say panel v'yodeh since the regilus is that she doesn't cover it. So it's not an erev for Krishma. Nobody ever thought that there's some kind of isser to cover for her to expose Panel V'Yodeh. I don't know. And yet they don't say that Panel V'Yodeh is not an error for Krishma because she's allowed to uncover it. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The fact that she's allowed to uncover it is not what takes off the status of error for Krishma. Because Kol Gufa Isha Erev L'Gabi Krishma, allowed or not allowed. What takes off the status of Erev L'Gabi Krishma is the fact that it's Rogel to uncover it. And therefore he's used to it, he's inured to it, and it doesn't cause any hirurim, and therefore it's not an error for Krishma. Of course, the reason why the regilis is for women not to cover their faces is because it's mutter for them not to cover their faces. But that's not the reason why, but that's about it true. Nobody's saying that all Jews are avayonim because they don't cover their faces. All Jewish women are avayonim because they don't cover their hands and faces. The Shayim aren't discussing it. It's another pasha that they're not uncovering their hands and faces. But that's not the reason why it's not an Erev for Krishma. The reason why it's not an Erev for Krishma is because he's ruggled to see Panel V'Yodeh. It's a male, it's not an Erev for Krishma. It's b'chalal not a sugi about what's mutter and what's awesome. It may be relevant in a tangential way, but that. But lo yazen odonim. We're done. Tefach b'isha erva be'etzem. Say b'isha erva be'etzem. And that means kol guf isha. But and the Rambam stops there, doesn't even have the concept of regilus. And these are showing him a mechadish that regilus takes it off. Regilus takes off the erva problem for Krishna. So al derech zeh by Sarah Isha, come along the Yishayim and say that since he's rogel to see Sarah Pnuyas, they're not saying why is it rogel to see Sarah Pnuyas. That's a fact that the regilus is to see Sarah Pnuyas. Since the regilus is to see Sarah Pnuyas, so it's not an error for Krishna. Now, Avada, I think it's still true that these Rishonim probably hold that it's mutter for Kliyos to uncover their hair. Because if it wasn't, if they thought that it's also for Kliyos to uncover their hair, then why would they think it's okay? I mean, we don't find, the Rishonim don't write that Sarah Kliyos, that Avani Seinu, Harabim, they walk around with it uncovered, you know, Shemu Shemayim, but the mice they cover, they uncover it, so it becomes a regulus. That's not the Lush. They write with total equanimity that Psara Pnuyos, that the Regulus is that it's not covered, so therefore it's not an Erev for Kavik Krish. Avada, I think you can infer from there that they held that it's better. And they don't talk about the fact that it's better because just like Panel Be'adel, they don't talk about the fact that it's mutter and explain why it's mutter. They take it for another poshut that it's a given that there was that Sarah that Yodeva Regla, nobody is mutter to uncover. But that's not their discussion. Their discussion is what is mafkir the din of Tefa Pishar Velgabi Krishma. So say the Regulus. So the same thing when it comes to Sarah Pnuyas. Sarah Pnuyas, the Regulus is that it's not covered. So the Regulus is not covered, but so therefore it's no longer an error for the Gabi Krishma. Again, I think it's still true that we could read into them that it's mutter for the Pnuyas to walk around with the hair uncovered. Because if it wasn't mutter, then how would they understand how it became a regulus? Like, I don't think, you know, they weren't living in a time that they took for granted that people are doing things that are not pesedim. They take for granted that Pnuyas don't cover the hair, Mestama. They thought it's mutter for Pnuyas to uncover the hair. But that's not their discussion. Their discussion, because that by itself wouldn't take off the status of error for Kriyashma. Their discussion is what takes off the, but at the end of the day, Kogufi Sharev El Gavi Krishma. Where'd that go? The answer is Regulus. Sarah, please, this is Regulus, not covered. So now that's step number one. Step number two. The Rambam holds that even Pruyas is supposed to cover the hair Bishuk. And I think we could talk maybe like that these Rishonim are Chalak on the Ram. All these Rishonim who say with equanimity that the Pnuyas the Regulus is that Pnuyas don't cover the hair, and they say it categorically, and they say it without any krechtsing and without any expressions of spiritual anguish, and they don't say any distinctions. So I think there certainly is a mashmois over here that they were not like the Ramam, and in these and in their mekaymus Pnuyas did not cover the hair at all. Not like the Ram. But we want to deal with the Shulchan Aruch who brings these Rishonim and also brings the Ram of Achas Pnuyas Achas Eishashish. That's our challenge. I don't care that it's Machlekes, the Ram and these Rishonim. That's not a problem. In the Chanam, the Ram says, please should cover the hair. And these Rishonim, the deal is not from the fact that they say that it's Regil Sirkishma, but from the fact that they just say for a double poshut that Pnuyas don't cover the hair and they don't qualify it and they don't amplify it on it and they don't bemoan it. So I think there's certainly a bigger guy over that there's a machlekes for whether Pnuyas should cover the hair. And our women who are Pnuyas who don't cover the hair, it's because they follow all of these Rishayim, the Rosh, the Rav Yop, the Mordechai, all of the, so our women, that's what they follow. But again, we still have the steer in Shulchan Aruch, that's what's ahead of us. Now, we saw in the Rambam holds, Achas Pnuyas v'achas Yisheshish, that even Pnuyas have the din of Rabbi Shmuel. Like the Gemara was Medayik, Rabbi Shmuel said, B'nai Yisrael, that's all the B'nai Yisrael. That's all the B'nai Yisrael, the Ram held means both Pnuyas and Eishashish. But that's in the Shuk. That's all the B'nai Yisrael, the Ram said, L'yehachu B'nai Yisrael B'shuk, Pruas Reish B'shuk, Achas Pnuyas V'achas Eishashish. What about in Amovi? Amovi, after all, is only Dasi Hudas. So already in the Ram, Amovi is Dasi Hudas. The Pnuyas cover the hair, even according to the Ram, the Pnuyas cover the hair in a Mobi also? The Pnuyas also have Dasi Hudas? Or maybe Dasi Hudas already is only by married women. After all, the whole category of Dasi Hudas was said in regard to Hefsid Ksuda. It could very well be that Dasi Hudas is only by married women. And that is a posture right away. Because the Mishnah says that one of the ways that we know if Adam come and they say they saw, we want to know if a woman got married, if it was a first marriage or a second marriage. And it's many years later, and we don't have the ksuva. So it says if Adam come and a maid that she was yotza v'reisha perua, that when she went to the chuppah, she went with her hair uncovered. So that's considered to be an edus that it was a first marriage and not a second marriage. So what's going on? The Ram says that Prus Rosh, even a Pnuyus is not allowed to go Prus Rosh. So how can the Mishnah say that they used to go to the Chuppah, Pnuyus would go to the Chuppah with their hair uncovered? The answer is that the Ram only said it Peshuk. You don't make a Chuppah in a Shuk. Chuppah, you're making a Chotzer. And a Chotzer in a Mopah, it's only Das Yudas, and Das Yudas only been married women, not by single women. So therefore, it comes out the hechrich that even the Rambam says that pnuyos should cover their hair because azor l'bnois Yisrael, that all bnois Yisrael have share in that azor shliyahu pruas roish b'shuk. But that's only the things that are in the azor pruas roish b'shuk. But everything that goes under the heading of das yudus, which means redid, and which means chotzer amobi. All of that does not apply to Pnuyus. Pnuyus would go without a redid, and Pnuyus would go with the hair uncovered in a chatzar and a mobi. But Shuk read in the Rambam holds that. So Mela, now if we ask ourselves, Lefi the Rambam, or Lefi the Shulchan Aruch, who agrees to the Rambam, that as Hor of Nois Yisrael, Achas Pnuyus, Achas Eish Hashish, that a Pnuyus should not go into the Shuk, Pruas Rosh. But the Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, also brings the halacha of the Rabbi Yoh and the Rosh and so on, that Regilus takes off the status of Erev for Kriyashma. So the Rambam doesn't have Regilus. We don't find in the Rambam the concept of Regilus by Kriyashma either. The Rambam says, Kol Gufi She'er V'l Gabi Kriyashma. But the Shulchan Aruch does subscribe to the notion of Regilus. The Regilus takes off this, takes off the problem of Erev V'l Gabi Kriyashma. So now, if I'll ask you, can you say Kriyashma in front of the Seir of a Pnuyus? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Why? Because even though the Shulchan Aruch holds that Pnuyus also don't go after the Shuk with their hair uncovered, but that's only the Shuk. In a Movi and in a Chotzer, these are semi-public spaces. Can we just walk around with their hair uncovered? They're not knowing Das Yehudas. So therefore, are you rugged to see the Seir of a Pnuyus? How do you? Every time you go in a Mobi and a Chatzar, you see lots of police walking around with their hair uncovered. So there's a regilus to see the Seir HaPnuyus still. And Apashuk. But Lagabi, do you have a regilus to see Seir HaPnuyus? Absolutely. And the Seir HaPnuyus, there's no regilus to see. Because B'Chatzar or B'Mobi, they walk around with their hair covered. Only B'Seich Beso, in the privacy of their own home. So that's talking about a regilus to see. But Seir HaPnuyus is a regilus. So maybe there's mamish no steer at all. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra says that they like the Rambam in Simcha Falav. He says that Achas Pnuyus Achas Eish Hashish Bashuk as Tzolav Nei Shoshal Yahalku Purus Rosh Bashuk. That's taka even by the Shulchan Aruch taka holds that it's true even by a Pnuyus. But in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, where he paskins that there's a concept of Regilus, so he paskins that the Seir of Pnuyus not ever for Gabi Kriyat Shema because the Seir of Pnuyus there's a Regilus to see. Not in the Shuk, of course, but in a Chatzar and a Mobi. But even that, I think the steer disappeared. There's not a steer at all.
And this would mean that one could even say Kriyat Shema in the Shuk, looking at let's say a woman.
I think even if you say Kriyat Shema in the Shuk.
Yeah.
But you still have the Regilus. He's ruggled to see Seir HaPnuyus. So it comes out that this mamash lo steer in Shulchan Aruch. La'olam Shulchan Aruch taka passing like the Rambam should do the way the Goyim understood the Shulchan Aruch, not like Bishmuel. That achas pnuyus achas pnuyus achas eshishish. The Shulchan Aruch taka holds that pnuyus are not allowed to uncover the hair in the shuk. Yeah, we're not like that way because we follow the other Yishayim. We're soysim that pnuyus don't cover the hair, and it sounds like they hold they don't cover their hair anyway. They weren't mechalim. So fine. So we're not allowed to Shulchan Aruch. Not the only place in the world we're not allowed to Shulchan Aruch. There are many Rishonim who hold it. Who would talk a whole not like the Ram. But as far as the steer in Shulchan Aruch goes, it's not a steer in Shulchan Aruch at all. That's even the field of Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. There's still a difference between the married women and Pnuyus. L'gabi das Yehudis, l'gabi shuk, l'gabi chotzer and mom. And that's enough to create a regilus. I think there's another nekuda here as well that also which we don't need for this cheshbon, but it makes it even more geschmack. The Gemara in Brachos learns out that Seir B'ish is an Erev for Kriyat Shema from Sa'orech Ka'eder Ha'iz. Why didn't it learn out that Seir B'ish is an Erev from Upar Sa'ish Isha? That's how the place is also Yahakum Pulis Rosh. We should have done this kasha. I saw later from this. Furthermore, the whole issur of pruas reish b'shuk is omer dasheni. If seyer is mekaymis hamachusim baguf, so what? How does it make sense to distinguish between a shuk and a mobi? That other mekaymis hamachusim shake something. Other mekaymis hamachusim that they should be different in a chotzer and between a shuk and a mobi. In a shuk it has to be mechusim, but in a mobi not. For that matter, how could there be difference between a yishin and a pliya? But a pnuy is allowed to walk around with the mekaymis hamachusim shebeguf not uncovered. What's bechlau the logic that we have here? This issur of truas roish of tznius. We say that seir b'isha erva. We'll say Rishabh is Gabi Krishma, Kogu Fish is Arab Gabi Krishma, but we have this notion that like Yahaku Pu is Raish Bashuk, this notion that Sayer is supposed to be Mechusa, but then we qualify only Bashuk. In a Chatzar and a Mobi, it's only Das Yehudis, but Mekir did not, and only an Ashish, not a Pnuya. Right? According to Rambam, Pnuya is also Bashuk, but according to many Rishayim, Pnuya is even a Shuk, they don't have to cover there. Like what's the Pshat? Is it Mechaymas and Mechusim or is it not Mechaymas and Mechusim? Is it erotic or is it not erotic? Like, what's the pshat? The answer is, and to me, this is a double blur, even though I haven't seen anybody say it, but I think it's double blur. The pritzus of Pruas Reish Bashuk is not because Seir is Mekaymus HaMechusim. It's not Mekaymus HaMechusim. It's not something that Be'etzim, it's not allowed to be Megul. It's not like a Hamukri or a Kayach. Nekud of Seir Shev Isha is that walking around Pruas Rosh is going out Pruas Rosh L'Shuk is a Hanhaga that's maybe according to many Rishonim, appropriate for a Pnuya, but not appropriate for an Eis Hashish. It's not Pritzus for a Pnuya, it's Pritzus for an Eis Hashish. Because she's making herself beautiful for the whole world in a way, certain kind of beauty that attracts attention, that's okay for a Pnuya, but it's who's available for marriage. And it's not appropriate for an Ashish. What's an Ashish doing? Making herself, drawing attention to herself, making herself attractive in a way that draws attention for the whole world. She's an Ashish. But the Anhog is an Anhog that's persistent. The Ramos, even for a Pnuya, is persistent. Even a Pnuya is not supposed to go in the market where every lowlife is hanging around and making herself, drawing attention to herself. Only the chatzin and other Yishayim disagree. They say for a pnuy even b'shuk is okay. For an HSC, it's not appropriate. That's why it doesn't happen. Saita. It's because saita has to do with anhaga. Kishtatzma. She made herself attractive for the boil. It has to do with it's the anhaga of making yourself attractive to the whole world. In a certain way, even in a Sisi Shalat, it will act in a way that's presentable. But there's a certain, the Torah was Kaveya, that there's a certain kind of attractiveness. To be Megal or Seir, that there's a certain kind of attractiveness that it's not right for an Sisi Shalat. For an Sisi Shalat, it's a Pritzus. For a Pri, it's not a Pritzus. But the Pritzus lies in the anhaga, not in the that it's Mekaymus HaMechusim Be'etzim. That's why that the pasuk of Uparos Hashisha is not a mokka for Sefer Yisher Velkami Krishma. What does one thing have to do with the other? Uparos Hashisha has to do with the anhoga. It's an inappropriate anhoga for Sefer Neshishish. For a Priya, it's a very appropriate anhoga. That has nothing to do with Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a different din. Kriyashma, the din is kol gufa isha erva l'gabri Kriyashma. When it comes to Kriyashma, kol gufa isha is an erva, but maybe only her guf, not a seir. So in another pasuk, so I say a sarat kei da'izim, that the seir of an isha is also considered like gufa isha that is an erva l'gabri Kriyashma. And that should be even yadav v'ragla, except the Yishanim, and the Ramos, it is true even by yadav v'ragla. And other Yishanim say, no, when there's a regilis, it takes off the din of erva l'gabri Kriyashma. And then we go into the parsha of regilis that we were talking about before. But often that there's no concept that seir is be'etzim mekaymas hamechus. The fact that it's an erev l'gabi kriyishma has nothing to do with mekaymas hamechusim. Kol gufisha is erev l'gabi kriyishma. Her nose is also an erev l'gabi kriyishma. That's nothing to do with mekaymas hamechusim. There's a concept of the regilus. Fine, regilus is fine. But it's nothing to do with what's mekaymas hamechusim, what's not mekaymas hamechusim. The fact that seir is an erev l'gabi kriyishma is not because it's mekaymas hamechusim. Her forehead is also an erev l'gabi kriyishma, unless it's a regilus. And on the other hand, the fact that the din of Rabbi Shmuel, Yahachul ben Yisrael, Purus Reish B'shuk, is also not because Seir is Mekayim Mesem Chusim. If it was Mekayim Mesem Chusim, so why only B'shuk? And why only married women according to a lot of Rishon? So it's neither nor. It's not Mekayim Mesem Chusim. It's not Mekayim Mesem Chusim. There's no warrant from the Gemara Brachos by Krishma that Seir is Mekayim Mesem Chusim. Because that Gemara, the Seir because Erev L'Gabi Kriyishma has nothing to do. Erev L'Gabi Kriyishma has nothing to do with Mekayim Mesem Chusim. It's Kol Gufisha. And from the din of L'Yachub Nei Tzishol Purus Reish B'Shuk, also I don't see this Mekayim Mesem Chusim. Because if it was Mekayim Mesem Chusim, then why would it only be B'Shuk? It's the particular Hanhoga of going Purus Reish B'Shuk. That Hanhoga is a preaches for an Eishish, not a preaches for a Pnuyah. According to Ram, it's a preaches even for a Pnuyah. According to other Rishonim, it's only a preaches for an Eishish. It's a Tesefes Habana in why there's no problem saying Kriyishma in front of a Seir HaPnuyas, even in a Shuk. Because even though in a Shuk, according to the Ramam, even a Pnuyas shouldn't be walking around Purus Reish. Because the Ram holds not an appropriate Anhoga even in a Shuk. But what does appropriate Anhoga have to do with Kriyishma? Kriyishma has nothing to do with appropriate Anhoga. Kriyishma has to do with Kol Gufisha is an Erba Be'etzim, unless there's a Regilis. And here there's a Regilis, by Pnuyas there's a Regilis. It's because you see it in a Mobi, Kama. And for that chesed, I don't need this extra havana, but it makes it also more powerful. Now, even b'shuk, the reason why he's allowed to say kriyishma in front of the seir of a pnuyah b'shuk, it's not just because, well, since he's rogel in a mavui, so therefore it doesn't bother him in a shuk either. It's even in a shuk, the fact that she can't go out in a shuk has nothing to do with being an erva. She can't go out in a shuk because it's not appropriate anoga. But that's not what makes it an erva l'gabi kriyishma. What makes an erva l'gabi kriyishma is kol gufisha erva l'gabi kriyishma. And if there's a regulus, then it takes it off. And here there happens to be a regulus. This we can also understand. A lot of people ask, what's this whole business with the shaitan? If Sarah is an erva, so what is that? You put on top of it something that looks like a Sarah. So like, what is that? Like she'll have to wear a bodysuit. What's the point? It's supposed to be mekayim mesem chusim, and then you wear something on top of it that living. You know, if you don't from a person looking at a distance, it looks like seir. So what did you accomplish? Right, leishamanim elon that we'd allow a lady to walk out wearing the godim that look like her body. So why is this any different? Many people ask this. The answer is like Harzelzer. Mekaymes hamechusim is supposed to be mechusa. A person walks out with begodim that look like mekaymes hamechusim about it. It's terrible, princess. Seir ish is not mechusim. It's not mekaymes hamechusim. If it was mekaymes hamechusim, then how could we mechalak be nechatzir in a mother? We saw before Rashi Taisus the Ritva. A lot of Rishonim hold that in a chatzir, even if there's other bnei chatzir, and she's allowed to walk out with her hair uncovered altogether, even a married woman, according to a lot of Rishonim. Right, we hold up the Ritva. We know the Ritva and the Rambam, not in a chatzir. But our kapanah, if it was mekaymes hamechusim, would be absurd. She's a married woman. There's other people living in the chutzner, other families, and she's allowed to walk around with her hair uncovered. Well, what happened is mekaymes hamechusim. Why does she walk around naked? It's not mechaymus and mechusim. Nobody ever said that Sayyid Ish is mechaymus and mechusim. If it would be mechaymus and mechusim, it wouldn't make any sense that it should be okay for a pnuya. It wouldn't make sense that it should be okay mid deraisa in a chotzer and a mavid. It's not mechaymus and mechusim. There's a certain hanhaga that an eisashish walks around as if she's a pnuya, walking around, making herself attractive in a way that pnuyas do. It's a certain hanhaga that Torah asked. So anything that falls short of that hanhaga is not bechalius. So she walks around with her mamish uncovered. So that's that hanhaga. She made herself beautiful, mamish, the way a pnuya does. So that hanhaga, the Torah said, that Torah asked for an eisashish. But anything that's less than that, she wears a sheitel. The sheitel is less than her own hair. It still looks like hair, but it's, you know, but it's less than her own hair. It doesn't look mamish like her own hair. So it's less. She's not walking around mamish like a pnuya. So anything that's less, hogla haisabala. The Torah asked that hogla walking around pnuya. This is not that hogla walking around pnuya. It's a lesser hogla. So maybe that's not awesome. We assume that's not awesome. That hogla the Torah asked. And hogla said less than that. We don't have to have it. The Torah didn't ask. That's why it's mamish. I feel in my bones that it's an amaratzis. This time earlier, how can they wear a shaitel? Because it's like a body. It's mamish amaratzis. It's not mekaymus amachus. May what this girl wants to understand. There's a whole tumul in Paiskim. What's the din l'gabei kriyashma in a place where the women don't cover their hair? There were places that women did not cover their hair. In Germany, even little before the war, women didn't cover their hair. What's the din in such a place? Look, I'll be creation. Nobody ever said that it's mutter. No, everybody agreed. It's not the negotiable. It doesn't become mutter. But the mice, that's the fact. The fact is that their hair is not covered. The women don't cover their hair, even the married women. So there's a discussion in place. So could you say kriyashma or brachas in front of a married woman whose hair is not covered in a place where that's commonplace, in a culture, in a society where that's commonplace? It's not like a place. The Mishtabur and the Chazanish said no. And the Orach Shulchan and the Ben Ish Chai and the Rav Moshe, they said yes. What's the Havan? If it's awesome, it's awesome. It's not awesome, it's not awesome. The Maisha, it's awesome. No, none of them said that it's mutter. They didn't say it becomes mutter. They said it's also, but since it's but at the end of the day, it's also, but it's since everybody does it, so it's not an error for creation. What's that one? If you have to remember, I understand very well both sides, because the iser per se has nothing to do. It's not the way Rav Moshe writes, but I'm saying my own havana was trapped in the shittim. Rav Moshe himself has other arguments. But I think this is really the Imek Adam. The fact that there's an Isser for a place Israel to go Purus Rosh B'Shuk, whether it's married women, whether it's even unmarried women, according to like the Rambam, is totally irrelevant to the issue of creation. Because the Isser to go Purus Rosh B'Shuk has to do with an hug of going Purus Rosh B'Shuk. As I said, it's okay in the rice. Maybe it's not Tassiudis, but Midrash, it's not Minigah, you know, it's against the middle. But Me'ikar Adin, so she's only allowed to, she's only also to go B'Shuk, she's allowed to go B'Chotzer B'Mob. So you see clearly that it's not the Etzim Mekayim Esam Chusim, it's an Adhoga that's not appropriate for Neshishish. It's an Adhoga that they're asking for Neshishish. Hanhogas have nothing to do with Krishna. The fact that Seir is an Arab of Krishna has absolutely nothing to do with whether it's with the fact that it's also to go out B'Shuk. It has to do with the fact that Kogufi Sheir Vel Gabi Krishna. The Torah said Kogufi Sheir Vel Gabi Krishna. And we learn out from Sarech Keid Ha'izim that Kogufi Isha includes her Seiratim. Now the Yishonim added, but there's a din of Regilus. That even though Kogufi Sheir Vel Gabi Krishna, but there's the concept of Regilus. Regilus takes it off. So now, Yesh Lodon, what if the Regilus comes about through illegal means? What if he became a Rugil because this in this cult, in this place, the women walk around and they violate the Regilus? I mean, they violate the din. So, we could say Mishnah Berurah, who said that it's still an error of Hagavi Kriyishma. They held that the concept of regilus is only when it was illicit regilus. It became rogel in an illicit way. And the Ramesh of the Ben Ishtai, the Aruch HaShulchan, they held, what's the difference? Rogel is rogel. Lemaisi is rogel. Again, the Isser is irrelevant. The fact that it's Osir does not what makes it an error for Kriyishma. What makes an error for Gabi Krishma? Because we have a rule, Kol Guf Yisheir V'l Gabi Krishma, and Kol Seir Yisheir V'l Gabi Krishma, unless there's a regulus. And here there is a regulus. So you could say only a regulus, it's a licit regulus. Or you could say, no, it makes no difference. Kacha Kachla Maisi has a regulus. And the evidence is, we could go even further. And we could say, it's even stronger. Even if you would say that in order to say, to make this concept of regulus, you need a licit regulus, a legitimate regulus. Including that you also have. Because let's say in a place where the women don't cover their hair. Say in Germany, women didn't cover their hair. Not always, but whatever, the last 100 years. Women didn't cover their hair. So, b'shuk, about a saucer. That was about us. But what about b'chotzer b'movi? The Chatzur B'movi is only Das Yehudas. Das Yehudas, we saw, this is a big makom to say, is totally a minig ha-makom. Right? Mishnah Berurah says, no, there's no way to abrogate. This minig of B'shuk, this minig of B'movi can't be abrogated. But we said in Svar, there's a big makom to say that that Das Yehudas could always be abrogated. Just like we did. We don't wear a redid nowadays. Why? Because that minig went into a base. So in a place like Germany, where they didn't cover the hair. So in a shuk, that was against the din. So it didn't change. The din didn't change. But in a movie, it could be that the Das Yehudas Taka wasn't living with it. So in a movie, it was okay. In a movie, it became okay because they didn't have that Das Yehudas. Well, once it's okay in a movie, then you have a legitimate regulus. Like Sarah Pnius, according to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch holds that Pnius is supposed to cover the hair. But for Kriyishma, there's enough regulus because in a movie, you're rogel. So in Germany, that would have been true with married women too. Mele b'shuk, so maybe that was an illegal regulus. But the movie was a legitimate regulus. Because they weren't noig in Das Yehudas. So it was like Pnius. It was like Pnius, according to Shulchan Aruch. So maybe have a regulus. So there's a double argument. First of all, maybe even if it's an illegitimate regulus, but a regulus is a regulus regardless. And number two, maybe it becomes a legitimate regulus, because even if it's not legitimate, it's shuk, but maybe it becomes a little legitimate than a mother. Masha Enkein, and this is also important. What if you have a place where the women don't have their hair uncovered? They go around with mechamis and mechusim uncovered. We live in a community where women walk around. We live in a beach town where the regulus is where women walk around with mechamis and mechusim uncovered. So we say it's not a regulus of Kishma. So that I don't think anybody would say, because it's not doyma. There it's mechamis and mechusim be'etzem. So what does it matter, regulus? Regulus doesn't work in Mekhaimis and Mechusim. Mekhaimis and Mechusim, so that's maybe the hero, the fact that he's ruggle. So he's ruggle to be Mahur. I mean, that doesn't make regulus. Guy walks around, let's say, why don't you say a guy goes mixed swimming all the time? So he has a regulus. So he should be able to say Erevel, guy should be able to say Krishma, Gabi and Erevel. That's the wrong regulus. He's ruggle to have a hero. That's not the regulus. The whole concept of ruggles and things that are not Mekhaimis and Mechusim. Sayer is not the Etzim Mekhaimis and Mechusim. But it's called Gufeisha. Kol Gufeisha is an error unless there's a regulus. So there, regulus helps. So for Seir is not Mekhaimis and Mechusim. If it's not Mekhaimis and Mechusim, so regulus helps. That's the main thing, the main Havana, change in Havana, besides all the Cheshman, the main Nekudiyah and Havana that I want to work away. That the din of Rabbi Shmuel, as hard as my social, it's not because of Mekhaimis and Mechusim. It's because it's an hug. But it's also not the nashket to say because it's not dignified or something. It has to do with pritzus. But the pritzus is not that she's megala mekaymes and mechusim. Then there'll be no schilik in the shulchan and mavid. The pritzus is the anhaga of walking around in a way that makes herself attractive to the whole world. In this particular way, the Torah is delineating over here, and the Torah said for an eishes she's not the same in the shulchan. In a movie, yeah, okay. In a Torah, maybe Ikra Adin in a shuk, it's also that. It's only Das Yehudas. But in a shuk, it's not okay. And for Pnuya, many Rishonim hold it is okay. And the rabbi holds even for Pnuya, it's not okay. But it has to do with it's Hanhaga Asura. It has nothing to do, per se, it has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is different issues altogether. Kriyat Shema is a din of Kol Guf Isha. It's different din altogether. Seir is included in Kol Guf Isha, the way her nose is included in Kol Guf Isha. Really, his mamish no steer in Shulchan Aruch at all. He could say like the Rambam that even Pnuya shouldn't walk around Purus Reish B'Shuk. That's nothing to do with that. Nothing with Krishma. Krishma has to do with the Krishma has to do with Kol Guf Isha, unless it's a regulus. By Pnuya, there's a regulus because he sees them in Mavah. And that's the concept of a shetel. Because as long as you're mistai a little bit from the Anhoga, then Anhoga is a little bit toned down, so then it's not the Anhoga of the Tarasim. That sheds light also on the Nidim. What about in places where the women don't cover their hair? What's the new Krishna? And nothing with the Isser. The Isser may be, the Mr. Isser may remain in force. But as we said, the din of Seir Isha Erev Gabi Krishna has nothing to do with the Isser of the Anahoga to walk around for a Suresh Pashuk. Okay, so we want to the Navar. Yeah, Yosef.
Rebbe was saying that the Isser is only about it's mutter as long as you're Mashana ever so slightly from the Hanhaga of the Torah Isser. That Hanhaga is just with absolutely no covering. That's the Hanhaga of the Torah Isser. And like a button, like
what? No, a button. These has her hair. The Hanhaga is her hair, even any other hair. She has to wear mitpachas, and mitpachas that covers all of her hair. I don't know what the Kippah Roshah was like, basis. I don't know what that Kippah Roshah is exactly, but no, the Mitpachas comes all over here. Yeah, that's this. I don't think there's any Malkum. Sometimes you also hear that maybe Minatayr is enough to cover some of here. I don't think, as far as I know, it has no Malkum. The Din Minatayr or the Rabban or whatever, it's Shalik. If the Rabbi Shmuel is a Drosha Gmur, it's only in a Smachta or Chumash Sedeshin. But we're not, as I said, that's not relevant. That's whether it's a mamish in the deraisa or an asmachta. But what the Torah, what the Gemara calls deraisa. So, but it's redid. Yeah, Rashi holds a shita. Rashi holds a sal, even though there's holes. That's also good enough. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that. They bring the Rambam, pachas. Well, they redid. It means das yehudis. She wears shawl covering most of her body, and that's das yehudis, and that's minigam, totally in minigam mokum. But the deraisa is a mitpachas, but a mitpachas about it covers all of her hair.
Okay.
I don't think there's any mokum to say that, you know, somehow she covers a little bit of her hair, so you took care of the derisa, but I, as far as I know, and I've learned the sigilat, as far as I know, there's no mokum for that. It's binary. It's either covered completely or it's not covered at all.
Also, Rabbi's talking about tefach lisha erva, and yeah. I've heard that there's a postik in Eretz Yisrael, there was a postik in Eretz Yisrael, well, that Tevach Be'isha Erva, I mean, would allow, let's say, even in the Mekomos HaMechusin, like they could, a Tevach, they don't, as long as it's less than a Tevach, then it's okay. So how Rebbe was saying, is being Masber Tevach Be'isha Erva, that mean it's a complete misapplication of Tevach Be'isha Erva, right?
I'm not familiar with this.
I think,
yeah, I don't know who it is, but even let's say theoretically, if it would be true, it would really have nothing to do with what she's allowed to cover and what she's not allowed. I mean, that's almost the part of what emerges. The Gemara about Tefach, about Seir B'Sheva and Tefach B'Sheva, it's fundamentally disconnected from the issue of what she's allowed to cover and what she's not allowed to cover.
Yeah,
it's called Gufi Sheva Gabi Kriyishma, and Rishonim Meisif, unless there's a regular. So even if we would say that for Kriyishma, less than a Tefach is not Erva, that doesn't mean that she's allowed to not be Mechasich.
Yes, sir. So yeah, Rav Hinkin, I think, held it. He held that, let's say, a tefach above, let's say, the elbow is mutter because of tefach b'sher. What are we saying?
Bashkafer Shaina, it seems. Again, I don't really want to say because the sugya tefach b'sher, I didn't go into so much like say b'sher. So. Pshuta, even if you'd be right for Krishna, but it doesn't mean that it's true Lugabi, that it's okay to walk around that way. I mean, the whole, the elbow thing is not really fair anywhere. I mean, actually, really, just not recording this.